Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Frontier Springs Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Mehra from TIL Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Mehra.
Thank you, Renju. Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining this Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of Frontier Springs Limited. The investor updates have already been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website and have been emailed to you. In case you do not have a copy of the same, please feel free to reach out to us. To take us through the discussion, we have today with us Mr. Kapil Bhatia, Managing Director, Mr. Neeraj Bhatia, Full-Time Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Dhruv Bhasin, Company Secretary. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the business and the financial performance, which will then be followed by the Q&A session. I would like to remind you all that everything said in this call reflecting any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that the company faces. These risks and uncertainties have been mentioned in our annual report. With that said, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kapil Bhatia. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhishek. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for joining us today for Frontier Spring Limited earnings call for the second quarter FY25. I am Kapil Bhatia, the Managing Director of Frontier Spring Limited, and it is my pleasure to present our financial results to provide insights into our performance during this quarter. We are pleased to report that our financial results of quarter 2 FY25 align with the guidance we set to at the start of the financial year. Our revenue from operations for the quarter stands at 52.24 crores, reflecting a 59.49% increase compared to the same period last year. Our EBITDA has also shown significant improvement, reaching to rupees 10.69 crore, which is an impressive 126.68% year-on-year increase. This translates to an EBITDA margin of 20.46%, up from 14.40% in FY24. Furthermore, our profit after tax has surged by 155.30% to rupees 7.29 crores. As we dwell deeper into the performance of our key segment, I would like to highlight the strong contribution from our three primary business vertical: coil springs, forgings, and air springs. In the coil spring segment, we experienced a substantial increase in demand driven by sizable order related to the production of LHB coaches. The emergency procurement associates with this demand has resulted in favorable price realization along with stable raw material cost. This combination has significantly enhanced our profitability in this segment, and we anticipate that this positive trend will continue as we progress through the year. Turning to forging, we did encounter a slight delay in the setup of our new six-ton hammer. We are optimistic about commencing trial production shortly. We have already begun receiving order from Indian Railway for forgings that will be produced using this new capacity. And we expect these contribution to start reflecting in our financials from quarter four onwards. Our air springs vertical is also demonstrating robust performance with a healthy order book. We are well positioned to meet the incremental demand for air spring required for LHB coaches, which should further accelerate growth in this segment. Looking ahead, we remain committed to investing strategically in a small capital expenditure aimed at clearing bottlenecks and enhancing our production capacities. This proactive approach will enable us to cater effectively to the growing demand across all segments. Overall, we find ourselves in a strong position with a healthy order book and excellent visibility of future demand for our products. The strategic initiative we have implemented are yielding positive results, and we remain confident in achieving our stated guidance of gross revenue between 240 to 250 crore for financial year 25. In conclusion, I would like to express my gratitude to all our stakeholders for their continuing support and trust in Frontier Spring Limited. We are excited about the opportunities that lie ahead and are committed to maintaining transparency as we navigate through these promising times. Thank you once again for joining us today. I look forward to addressing your questions during Q&A session following this presentation. Thank you so much.
Shall we begin the question and answer session?
Yes.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Aman Soni with Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible? Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible.
Good afternoon, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. My first question is on our order book. We performed decently in first half. Can you spend few minutes on guiding us the kind of orders that you are witnessing that are coming to us and the kind of orders for which we are into the bid line which can give the visibility for say next 2 to 3 years?
We have a very healthy order book and committed we are. We'll be doing around 240 to 50 crore gross revenue this year, and the next year estimated will be around 300 crores gross revenue our company, and orders are keep on coming in for all the three segments, the coil spring, air spring and forgings, and this is a normal trend that there is not a single tender so that we can wait for another year or so. It is a continuous process. We always keep on offering tenders to us and we keep on quoting, and at the moment we are already booked for next 6 to 8 months. We are already having a good order and we are running our business with 75 to 80% capacity, and orders are in a good position.
So that 300 CI you are saying for next year, but I think on a small base, we are showing a very decent growth this particular year. So are you seeing any kind of slowdown happening in the terms of the orders coming in after FY26?
Yeah, I don't see any shortfall. As you know that Indian Railways are already working and keeping increase the capacity of manufacturing there. Freight wagons, passenger coaches and locomotives where we are supplying our product, and next year onwards they are already planning to go for 6,000 passenger coaches to 10,000 passenger coaches, and as well as freight wagons and locomotives. So we don't see any slowdown in the orders for the next 3, 4, 5 years at all.
Perfect, sir. So secondly, on our margins, if we see like for the last 7 quarters consequently, we are showing the uptick in the margins. So how do you see these margins shaping up, and is there any kind of target that we are looking at, like after that, that margins will get stabilized and that should continue for a reasonable period of time?
Yeah, the margin what we are having now, it will continue for a sizable period of time, and I don't see more competition in this, so that our margin will go down. It will minimum remain same or it may increase further.
Increase further from the current levels, like in this quarter we did around 20.46%, right?
Yes.
Got it, sir. And are we looking for any fundraiser for the purpose of further expansion or catering to the upgrowing demand? Because if we look at our net block, so that is more or less same for the last 2 to 3 years. It is not a big capex happened at our company level. So what's your view on that?
Well, we don't require any major capex this thing at the moment. whatever small bottlenecks are there to keep on our capacities upgraded as far as the supplies are concerned. So we don't see any more fundraising, and whatever it will be there, it will be from the internal accrual for at least 1 year. The small capex of 7-8 crore, which is a continuous process per year, we keep on doing it from our internal accrual. Major fundraising at the moment for any project.
Got it, sir. That's it from my sector. I'll join the queue. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Agastya Dave with CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, sir, and thank you very much for conducting the conference call. Sir, congratulations on great execution. Sir, I have a question on your total capacity in terms of peak revenues that you can achieve with the current asset block. With the debottlenecking exercises that you mentioned, what's the maximum revenue potential of the company as of now?
Now, we can, with the same capacity, we can reach up to 500 CR gross, which will be there around FY27. And with, as I've already mentioned, for the some net block, the bottlenecks, we keep on doing it at for improvement. So 500 CR for the financial year 27. So there will be no problem with the current capacities, the major capacities what we are having.
Great, great. So, so then if our target is to reach 500 crores or the potential of the company is clearly to reach 500 crores by FY27, why the lull in 26? Because we are growing very rapidly this year, and then it would seem that we would be growing very rapidly in FY27. But FY26, the 20% number, is it you being conservative, and as the previous participant also mentioned, are you seeing any slowdown? Are there any like bottlenecks that you need to address?
No, I am really a little conservative, and we may touch 350 next year, but I am a little bit conservative telling all these things. Let the things happen and the results speak of themselves. That is the main thing. We are not slowing down anything, and we are quite sure that the business will keep on increasing every year.
Great, sir. Sir, my next question is on the margin side. So can you talk a little bit about gross margins? How should we look at it? And when you have different divisions, which are, I'm pretty sure they have different economics. So how does a relative shift in a higher revenues in a particular division affect your margins? For example, now the forging side will kick in when the new hammer is completely operational. So what will it do to your margins? So can you cover the gross margins as well as EBITDA margins in this question?
The forging will not increase much of the margin, but definitely add to the revenue with a reasonable profit margin. But the coil spring and the air spring will definitely increase our margin or maybe remain same. Forging will definitely, because forging is a very competitive market, we don't see much of the increase profit margin, but definitely add to our revenue in a great numbers. And also, we are looking for some exports in the forging division also. As soon as that will add, then the profit margin will definitely increase in the forging division also when we'll add the export, because we don't see export for the coil spring and air spring at the moment, because the Indian markets are too high and we don't want to go outside. Everybody wants to come to India to supply to railways. So we don't want to spoil that thing. But forging, definitely, we are looking for some export business, and maybe next year, second quarter onwards, we'll start getting order for the export of forging division.
Great, sir. So just to press upon this margin wala part again, you mentioned, in the opening remarks, that our margins should be here or if they will become better. So what should I take as the base? Because if I look at the last, let's say, 10, 12 quarters, there has been a there was some like there was a little bit of a pressure in 22-23, but then you have rebounded back to the older margins of 14-15%, and now you are reporting 20%. So what is the base, sir, jo sustainably you can maintain and on which you can build upon? What should we consider?
Between 18-20%
as the base, sir.
Yeah.
And then you can further build upon it.
Yes.
Right, sir. And one last question again, sir, on the margin. So if the total potential of the company is to do 500 crores without substantial capex, so you are effectively operating at 50% or less than 50% utilization. So what kind of operating leverage can you see? Because if a facility is operating at 50% utilization and then reporting 20% margins, with 50% plus gross margins, as you scale towards 50%, as you scale towards 500 crores and 100% utilization, your margins can be probably 25%. So is that a fair assumption, or am I reading too much into it?
The element of operating leverage,
I'm trying to understand, sir.
You want to understand the capacity utilization of our units, or what you want to know?
I'm looking at 3-4 things. One is that you said that this year we are around 250-270, so that would, let's say 250s, but the peak is 500. So that would mean that the current utilization is somewhere close to 50%. But at 50% capacity utilization, you're already reporting 20% EBITDA, which is like fantastic. So if you go towards 100% capacity utilization, I'm just trying to understand, will the margin?
No, we are not working at 50%. We are already working at 65% capacity in some of the division, and we are, like I already told you, we are working on the bottleneck so that we can execute more orders. Orders are there, we are not able to execute because of some bottlenecks, and we are working on that. And by next year onwards, we'll be able to get our machines in line, and we'll operate more, and we are already working on 65-70% capacity. But we have capacity in making coil spring, but finishing or maybe testing, we require some where we have bottleneck, so that we are working on that. So we're able to do that with the little capex of 5-7 crores. We are able to complete our bottlenecks, then we'll be able to do it.
Okay, sir, that was my next question. You already answered it. Thank you very much, sir. All the best. Great performance, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mahesh Atal with Atal Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a great set of numbers, sir. My first question would be, out of this 52 crores, can you please specify the turnover on the coil spring, forging and air spring, please?
250 crore, the coil spring will be around 80 to 90 crores, 60 crores of forging, and rest is air springs. So 90 is almost air spring and coil spring, and the 60-65 crore is for the forging.
No, I'm talking about the quarter, sir, the quarter gone by.
I was telling you the total year. The percentage will remain the same approximately. I don't have the exact number at the moment in front of me, but I think it is.
I'll get it offline, sir. I had another question, which would be on the, if I go through your annual report, sir, there is one thing that you reported in the related party transactions, which would be the job work that you have paid to Vishpa Rail, which is around 37 crores odd. If you could please throw some light on what kind of job work we are paying to this party, and do we have any formal agreement with them on this job work?
We are already having a formal agreement, and they are doing our work for the finishing side, so that we'll be able to get the things done and delivery faster to the railway. We are already having machines, but they have the more machines, and they are doing it for us. So it is like that.
That's a big sizable. Is it a promoter entity, sir?
It is a?
it is a promoter entity, right? And everything is on arm's length basis?
Yes.
All right. Second question would be on the investment that you have, that you are having in the equity sides. So is this professionally managed investment that you are doing with the cash that you have accumulated, or is it that internally we are deciding on which equities we will?
It is internally, and we have a team to do that internally to decide on this.
So are we going to build up further on this, or this was just a
We keep on doing it, and we keep on doing it as and when we have an excess fund, so we just don't want to keep it idle in the bank account. So we keep on investing these things, so that whenever we require for future expansion, we can immediately use it, and they can give us a yield on that.
Yeah, and one advice would be, sir, if you could please, give a breakup of which equity shares the money is invested into, that would throw a light to for maybe next year or so. My next question would be on, sir, we have a lot of cash coming into our books. So, actually, by having cash in our books, we are pulling down our ROC. So, could you please throw some light on what further plans you're having beyond 27? Are you working upon that? And how far are we on that?
We are already looking for, and I don't want to reveal now, but we are looking for some takeover of some businesses related to railways. The talks are on a very initial basis. Let's something happen, then we'll definitely reveal to shareholders. We are already working on to multifold our business, taking over some companies with our cash, and maybe require, if something requires from the primary market, we can go to that also. But it's very initial thing. Let us materialize something, and we are already doing some due diligence on one or two companies, and we are also looking for some major diversification. So let's see what happened, and we'll be able to definitely disclose to the shareholder if something happened positively.
Fine, sir. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vivek Gautam with GS Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations on steady set of numbers, sir. My question is regarding the macro scenario for railways. I have seen in the railway recently that lot of rush is there in the general compartment, and the people belonging to the lower category going into the AC coaches and other things and creating trouble for it. So basically, the railway budget has also focus shifted from premium Vande Bharat sort of line to general category coaches, and as such, our air springs which were being used in premier Vande Bharat coaches, so they are having some headwinds, and some budget allocation is there moving to more towards due to the accidents, also to the coverage and other general things, sir, from our premium Vande Bharat offerings, sir. So what impact can it have on us, sir?
So this is actually very good news to the shareholder that railways are little bit curtailing the Vande Bharat things and going for the traditional LSB coaches more, from 6,000 coaches per year to 10,000 coaches, as you have clearly stated that there is a dearth of coaches and the people are not able to get seats in the railways. So that is the good news for us, and air springs are not only used in Vande Bharat, they are now using the air spring in LSB coaches with the coil spring. So we are having bounty in our both the end, and as much as LHB coaches are made, that is good for the company and for our all the three division, because we are supplying forging for LHB coaches, coil spring for LHB coaches, and air spring for LHB coaches. So that is the main thing that I already mentioned, that additional demand of coil spring emergency procurement because they wanted to produce more LHB coaches. So it is good for us and good for the company as many as LHB coaches will be built, and railway has really curtailed the Vande Bharat chair car, and now they are working on Vande Bharat sleeper car. So once that will roll out, then they will see what is the economics and all that. So it is good that LHBs are working for us.
Okay, sir. And sir, any client concentration risk for us, railway being our major customer only, and any risk mitigation plans we are taking, and what about the opportunity size for us and the expected growth which we can expect, sir?
No, railway, you can very well see that because of the country's population and government policies of our Prime Minister, Make in India, which has really helped the company to work in such a manner. So, and for next 10, 20 years, we don't see any downfall as far as railway business are concerned. But you are already seeing that almost 3 lakh crore rupees is allocated to Indian Railways this budget, and maybe more for the next financial year. So, and all over the world, people wanted to come to India and supply to Indian Railway because the business is here. So things are good, and we are sure that the field where and the country and the Prime Minister vision working on the infrastructure, whether it is rail, road, or maybe shipping, all these things are working on a great manner. So the companies associated with these infrastructure things are working all right.
Expected growth rate for next 2-3-4 years, sir? What is the expected growth rate?
Mentioned that by 27 we'll be touching gross revenue of 500 crore, maybe a little more. So things are good, 20-25% growth every year.
I remember the IPO of Frontier Systems came somewhere in mid-90s. And that's a good part actually, in the sense that so many companies came with the IPOs at that time, and many of the companies disappeared and only a few are remaining, including ours. So, and what happened, sir, and in between, not much of the change happened, and what were the positive figure for us and visibility for our earnings as it started? If anything, you can like to highlight, sir.
When we have got our company listed, we were majorly working for the leaf spring segment for the state transport corporations and for the trucks, buses. Around 2000, we have stopped making those products because of the major competition and very, very low profit margin. And the state government has started buying from the local vendors from their state. Earlier, we used to supply to all the state transport corporations like MSRTC, Delhi, or Hyderabad. Everywhere we used to supply. So things were different at that time, so business was very low. And then we entered into railway, and it took some time, 2-4 years to build the new plant and then the new product. So it was like that, and slowly and steadily we have come on this way. And then Indian Railway used to import a lot of springs. They were not buying from Indian sources, as I already mentioned that, because of our Prime Minister Make in India things, we are able to do that, but Indian Railway was not buying from the local vendors, but now they are buying it, and we have already proved our quality, and air spring, we have already got our technical know-how partner from Germany, Continental. So things are now good with us.
And so one more thing I would like to congratulate you is about the, I believe your name of the company, our company is named after Frontier Province of Pakistan. So your father started the company, and you take it to the next level. Fantastic work by the first generation entrepreneur, sir. And a few words about the next generation who is there in the company, and what are their role and who are they?
My nephew, Mr. Shantanu Bhatia, has already joined business, Mr. Neeraj Bhatia's son. He has already joined business and looking after air spring and forging division, and he is working really hard for that. And things are in line for the next generation also, and I am quite confident that they will take it further to the next level.
Yeah, sir, and the UP double engine Sarkar is there, and Kanpur is used to be the major industrial hub, and I believe they went through a bad times. But now Frontier Spring might be one of the leading light of the Kanpur industrial unit, sir. And what is the encouragement you're getting from state government, sir?
Well, state government is, you have already seen that the well engines of time is working all right, and law and order situation is very good, and power situation has improved tremendously since last 7-8 years. We don't, we are not using any gensets and all, and things are very, really working, and all the departments in the administration are really helpful for the units. Mr. Yuki is looking after daily basis. So we are associated with all the CIIs and other entities. So things are good as far as UP governments are concerned.
Yes, sir. Excellent work, sir. And seems our Maruti is on the way to become Mercedes now. Thanks a lot, sir. And keep up the good work, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Aman Soni with Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, you mentioned to one of the participants, we are targeting 500 CR by FY27. And at the same time, we are looking for a 300 CR kind of number for FY26. So can you explain, like, what is the thought process or what is the rationale? Like, is it like we are expecting some big orders in FY26 that are going to be executed in FY27? So can you put some color on it?
Yeah, railway demands, I have already mentioned that increasing in all the three segments where we are there. Freight wagons, earlier they used to make 10 to 11,000 wagons. Now they are planning to produce almost 30,000 wagons a year, freight wagons, and from 6,000 passenger coaches to 10,000 passenger coaches for the next 3-4 years, and as many as freight wagons and coaches will be made, so that much of locomotives are required. So we are there in all the three segments. Anything which carries load and moves required a coil spring from us to Indian Railway. So all the three things, freight wagons, passenger coaches, and locomotives required our springs, and because we are into suspension, so without suspension, nothing can move. So we are quite positive that things will be all right for the next 7, 8, 10 years. There will be no drought of business as far as Indian Railways are concerned.
Got it, sir. And sir, I think in previous con calls you mentioned like we are one of the three approved players in India for this air springs. Sir, can you comment upon like who are the other players who are getting ready for getting those approvals, or what kind of competition do you see in next, say, 1.5 year? Like what kind of players are coming in, how much capacities are coming in, and whether it is likely like those upcoming capacities are likely to exceed the demand level. So how it is going to shape up, sir?
There are only three approved sources, and I think maybe another one is there in line to get himself registered, and getting registered with railways, because these are the safety products, required a lot of time shipping, and it requires at least 2 years to get your product approved with the railways after testing, field trial and all. So next 2 years, I don't see much of the competition coming in as far as the coil springs and air springs are concerned.
Good, sir. And lastly, sir, like we are an R&D company only. Like we are developing the product and customizing it as per the requirement of newer product that the railway is bringing on. So are we looking to diversify further into the product segment? Like is it possible? Like we will be introducing newer products apart from catering to the existing area?
No. We are into suspension, and there are some other parts in forging division which required heavy duty hammers, which we are under installation. So we will able to produce more forgings to the railways, and rest of the things are will remain same. And as we have already collaborated with Continental, Contitech, Germany for further improvement in the quality of air springs. We are already doing that in consent with the Railway Research Department, which is in Lucknow, very close to us. And we are working hand-to-hand with the RDSO and our company that whatever research is required for further improvement in quality and product, we are already doing it. So that is an added advantage as we are in Kanpur and Indian Railway Research Division is in Lucknow, just one and a half hours away from us. So we keep on doing that, and which help us for understanding the railway need and railway further requirement for quality as well as the production.
Got it, sir. That's it from my side, sir. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Raja Panda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah.
Sir, my question is regarding the airstrings. And we had a 52 crores order which was supposed to be delivered by December of this year. So I'm assuming we are close to completing that order. Are there any further orders or any update on how the capacity is going to be used after this order?
Well, we already got another 50 crore order. Keep on coming. Orders are keep on coming. That was the first big order. So orders, 10 crore, 20 crores orders keep on coming in. And we are booked for the next financial year, the total financial year at present. And we are having a very good order book as far as the air springs are concerned.
Sir, we had also updated that, Alstom and Siemens and Bombardier and some other customers have visited the facility and they are looking to locally procure from you for Make in India. So did that materialize? Are we getting some orders from this client?
I couldn't get you. Your voice was a little cracking. What are you saying?
No, I said, I think we had said in one of the call that Alstom and Siemens and...
Yeah. We are already there, and as the air spring, we are having collaboration with Continental Contitech, which is an international company, and they are already supplying to Siemens, Bombardier and other major player who is producing the metro coaches. So as now we are in India and we are partnering with Continental Contitech, so that is an added advantage to us to supply these, and things are already in line, and whatever their requirement, they will definitely come to us. It's already discussed.
What is the capacity utilization currently and going forward for this division, Air Springs division?
The air strength, we are just at the moment doing 50% capacity utilization.
Okay, okay. So do we look forward to increasing that utilization rate?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Mahesh Atal with Atal Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
So can you tell me the capacity of this air spring? Is it online now? The 250, we were supposed to move to 250 coaches per day, right? So is it on now?
We initially started with 100 coach per month, 100 coach set per month. And we have already doing it 50 coaches capacity is already increased to 250 coaches per month.
So, since last month we are doing it 250, right? So, we can take it as 250.
Yes.
Which is 1,000 air springs per day, per month.
Yeah.
And, sir, as you said, we are booked for the next financial year coming to air springs, right?
What?
We are completely, we have orders in hand for the next financial year.
We are booked for almost the full year for the next financial year.
That is for the extended capacity, right? Sir?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rakesh Roy with Boring AMC, Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. This is my first question regarding, sir, as you mentioned earlier, you are working for defense also, metro also. Can you highlight on the progress on this sector part, sir?
For defense, we are working for our forging division, and things are in, but it takes up for 5-6 months to start submitting to the defense area. We are in development at the moment. And next, what you have asked, defense and metro. Metro, yes, now as we are for India Spring, and things are already started coming in from the BML and other manufacturer of coaches for supplying Spring for their metro. And we'll started discussing with our OE, Messrs. Contitech, to supply us with their design. So every metro has a different design of air spring, whether it is Siemens, Bombardier, BML, whoever manufacturing metro coaches. So we keep on developing the air for each and everyone. As far as facility approval is concerned, that is already there. So now the product approval will start. We'll start doing the product approval for their type of metro coaches. That is the thing.
Right, sir. So next question regarding, sir, just can you give me the gain number, sir, for coil spring? You said 80 to 90 CR. For air spring, how much, sir, a forging?
The air spring this year, the same, the 90 for air spring and coil spring, and around 60 to 70 for forging.
Okay, 90 for...
Yeah. To 40 to 250 crore gross, what we are targeting this year.
Okay, sir. My next question, sir, as you mentioned, the government has cut down Vande Bharat, this number, and increased the LHB process. In the LHB coaches, we use air spring plus coil spring both. Okay,
yes,
sir. And how, yeah. So if I'm right mathematically, if you take 50% coil spring and 50% air spring, out of total 8,000 coaches every year, and one, if I'm right, if one air spring cost is nearby 1.25 flats nearby?
Yes.
And coil spring is nearby 30,000 per unit?
Yes.
And our market share is nearby 50%?
Yes.
So in that case, sir, our revenue will increase further, sir? This is apart from the Malgari sales, this one, sir.
It is there, and the prices is also going up because of the additional demand, and we are getting a good margin for coil spring. What you are saying, we are getting much better than the 30,000 at the moment, and being an emergency demand by railway has suddenly increased the capacity, so we have good margin from the railway, and Things are good as far as utilization and
Hey, sir, my question is, sir, regarding if you take 8,000 coaches, LHB coaches, and if take 50% air spring, then that case only this add only nearby 160 CR market to the market.
As I'm saying, the next year order book is full, so that is why it is full, sir, because of the more requirement and the more.
Okay, right sir. And sir, can you highlight on the this one for the your forging business, and how is the market size, and who are the other players in same for railway forging?
There are number of supplier, as I've already mentioned, that forging will not have the same margin that the coil spring and air spring are having, but there are good suppliers like RKFL, Ramakrishna Forging, which is an already listed company, and there are few companies from Punjab who is supplying to railway. So there are seven, eight companies in forging this thing. So, but what we are doing with the regular supply, as we are increasing our hammer capacity, so we are entering into some components which are having a less supplier. so that we get a better margin and all. So that's why we are increasing our capacity to go for a bigger hammer and a major heavy product where we are having only 2-3 suppliers. So that we can get a better margin on that in the forging division also.
Okay, so yes, sir. Sir, one is, sir, and you mentioned that in air spring we have only 3 players. And who are the other 2 players, sir?
One is Avad, and there is a tile, Avad rubber, tile engineering, like this.
Okay, sir. Right, sir. Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor with Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So, firstly, when we look at the closing balance for CWIP, is it for the debottlenecking exercise that we are commenced, and when we are going to reap the benefit, or when it is it going to get capitalized at 4 crore rupees?
Hello.
Yes, sir. You can hear me, sir.
Yeah. Now, what are you asking?
I was asking about the capital work in progress balance of 4 crore. Is it towards the debottlenecking exercise that you alluded in your opening?
It is a debottlenecking exercise as well as installing our new hammer in the forging division. So it will be around 4 to 5 crore, which we are already doing for this financial year. So it is for both installing our hammer as well as debottlenecking the capacities of our coil spring and air spring division.
Okay. And when will this get applied and the benefit start flowing?
Well, it is on a daily basis. By March, this will all be done, and we'll start getting more better revenue for the next financial year.
And sir, can you give the raw material basket mix? What constitutes the major raw material consumed?
We are having a different type of raw material, like for our coil spring, there is a spring steel rounds which we are buying, RDSO approved, so railway approved sources, 3-4 railway approved sources, the steel plant who are supplying for that. For air spring, we required cold roll plate. Copper grade, which is also supplied by few steel plants by rail. And in forging also we require a different type of and billets. So it is all the steel basically, and we are buying from the different sources of product because all the items are safety item, forgings and air spring, coil spring, which we are supplying. So their raw material suppliers are also picked by railways.
Sir, I missed last 2 comments, sir.
And like our products are safety item, all the 3 products. Air springs and coil spring. So their raw material supplier is also approved by RDSO, that is a design
So there is some noise here in the background, that would be cleared.
I don't know.
Yes, sir, please.
I'm not able to, Sir, you are answering that for the raw material part, you have the RDSO, that means the certified supplier, from the railway, taking into account considering safety aspect of the finished product.
Yes.
In that case also, for the raw material part also, the railways are well aware how are the price trends are, and that even insulates your margin. That's a better understanding?
It is there, but because of the quality, they might charge a little bit higher from the other sources. But that is there in our quotation that we have to buy from this, and their prices are X plus from the other supplier from the market. So railway understand that, and they give us that margin of buying a little bit expensive material. But because of the quality, railway allows that.
Okay. And sir, other private steel players are also providing these value-added steel products? or it is mainly the PSUs?
It is all private players who are supplying steel to us, Jindal, Sunflag Iron and Steel Company, Ocean Steel. So it is all the private players who are supplying steel to us.
Okay, right, sir. Sir, if you look at the other expenses line item, do we have any specific component that constitute, or there are a lot many items that go into this 14-15 crore quarterly run rate?
No, I couldn't get you. What you are actually asking?
Our other expenses are to the tune of 15 crore for this quarter. So are there any major component that constitute and are clubbed as other expenses, or are they major very small minus?
It is the remaining same. And what was the previous year? Nothing else.
Right. Thank you, sir, for all the answer and all the best. Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Kapil Bhatia for closing comments.
Thank you all the participants who have come and asked the question about our company. Thank you for joining us today for our earnings call. We appreciate your time and interest in Frontier Spring Limited. Should you have any further question or require additional information, please do not hesitate to reach out to our investor relation advisor at PIL Advisors. We look forward to continuing our conversation and updating you on our progress in the future. Thank you once again and have a great day ahead. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Frontier Springs Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.